Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 18th day of August 2011. We have an absolutely, totally jam-packed key broadcast today. Things are just getting crazier and crazier, as you know, by the day. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Max Keiser, inventor of the virtual trading systems used worldwide today, and also former top stockbroker, joining us to look at what's been happening with the economy. That is going to be coming up at the bottom of the next hour. In the last 30 minutes of the transmission, Dr. Bob Bowman, the former head of the Star Wars program, is going to be joining us via video Skype. For radio listeners, you'll be able to hear him. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll be able, obviously, to watch him as well. And he was the head of the Star Wars program when it was still secret in the late 70s until 1980. And he can give you the intel scoop on the secret space program. I mean, he won't say anything that's not been leaked or declassified, but he can really give you a lot of key information. I wanted to get him on, obviously, last Friday when it came out that they have that super secret spy plane that can fly into space and out of space. And they tested it by launching it on a rocket at tens of thousands of miles an hour. And so we're going to be talking about that with Dr. Bob Bowman. It can go, what, from London to Tokyo in 1 hour. And that's just the tip of the iceberg with the secret science systems that are out there. So that's coming up. Now, that said, all Hades is broken loose. The Drudge Report, as of, I guess, midnight last night, linked to our report, Big Sis's latest terrorist, more white Americans. And I meant to call Paul Watson yesterday when he wrote this article to have him add the central point, because he just dryly reports the facts. If there was any doubt that all these other PSAs, where everyone in the videos is a white person who's a terrorist, and it's, quote, minorities that are reporting them, if anybody was doubting this was meant to create racial division and brand whites as the new terrorist, you know, as the one group you've got to look at, this new PSA is just the cherry on top, the final word on it. And Homeland Security's announced they're going to roll out a bunch more of these videos. So they're clearly, as you've seen the vice president and the president and others, rebranding the domestic Tea Party threat. If they can't beat a political movement that is identifying the private Federal Reserve and going after the power structure, then they are simply going to demonize it. So more on that information today. I'd like to get your take on that issue, specifically if you're a police officer, a military person, or someone that works in private intelligence. I know there's a million of you now. And if you are buying this, I know they've been teaching you quietly for years this behind the scenes, but what do you think of the public rollout? Do you agree that returning veterans are the number one threat to America and that conservatives and libertarians are the threat? Do you agree with this? I would specifically like to hear from you on this subject, military, police, contractors, and others. Specifically, the phones are open for you, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to get into all the other insane news. The stock market has plunged 450 points today. Biden is over there begging for China to buy more of our worthless debt. And when I say our debt, it's not really ours. 90-plus percent of it is the offshore megabanks. It's admitted that we're going into a depression. There are more riots going on around the world, including Germany, where nice cars are being torched as part of class envy. Idiots, it's not the people driving nice cars that are the enemy. They're the people that come into your restaurant, go to your health club, go in your store. It's the ultra-trillionaire elites, the secret wealth groups, the shadow wealth groups, the shadow banking system that need to be politically dealt with through the legal system, not burning people's cars, you morons.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Day of August 2011, gold is above $1,800 an ounce. In fact, I was just being given the latest numbers. Did I hear you correctly, John? 1822. Let's put that on screen. That is unbelievable. $1,800 and $22. $1,822 total. That, of course, is on news of Joe Biden, the guy that says the Tea Party is the number one threat to America, not the big mega banks that took over our country, set up the policy of globalism, and deindustrialized our nation. No, it's not the globalists who've been running this country's finances since 1913 that are causing all the inflation and the deindustrialization. It's all the fault of Ron Paul and the Tea Party. And you've heard the vice president and others, and the police are being taught this, that it's the Tea Party. They're getting ready to blow stuff up. They're Al-Qaeda. This whole Al-Qaeda police state grid set up to protect us from Al-Qaeda, supposedly. It's going to have to be used against you. And if you go to the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com, and go over to the right-hand side, you can find our article from yesterday Big Sis, Homeland Security. If anybody thought that all the other videos they put out were all the terrorists are white, all the good guys are dark-skinned, reporting on the evil white people that the media has branded as the Tea Party. You know, the Tea Party is open to everybody. It's a movement for liberty and freedom and getting government under control. But the establishment dinosaur media has come out and said that the Tea Party is white and white only and racist. And yes, they're getting ready to start bombing. And so we're going to have to use the police and the army on them. And you've got all the White House memos and White House advisors we read yesterday saying, minus a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, they're not going to be able to get their agenda through of gun control, open borders, massive tax increases, globalization, the end of our sovereignty, the green police, all of it. So it is on big time. And I'm opening the phones up ahead of Max Keiser joining us on The Economy coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars SDI program, he'll be joining us to break down why are they now rolling out a lot of the secret space planes that they've had for a long time. Why are they now telling the public about that? And what can he tell us that is in the declassified realm but not popularly and commonly known? So that'll be in the last 30 minutes of the transmission today. But Mr. Biden, the vice president, is over in China publicly begging them to prop up the dollar further and to buy the worthless treasury bills that the Federal Reserve is buying 75%+. I've had economists on who've corrected me. They say, Alex, that 75% was a year ago. The Federal Reserve is now monetizing over 80%. Well, whatever. The point is that we're going into a hyperinflationary spiral. Will we go all the way to Weimar Republic status or Zimbabwe in inflation? I certainly hope not. But it is definitely accelerating right now, and the system's been trying to deny that, but the facts are starting to come out. Global markets tumble amid jitters about debt and the economy. World stock markets tumbled and gold shot to a new record high Thursday on renewed worries about Europe's debt crisis and a weak U.S. economic data. U.S. home sales are plunging at record rates. The stock market was down 450 points. It went back up about 50 points and now started its drop again. It's down 421.22 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. NASDAQ's down 118. S&P down 48. So we'll continue to break all of that down as it unfolds. The global rush by governments, institutions like universities, and major companies to grab gold is on. I only wish I would have listened to my wife 5 years ago. She said, honey, you're keeping a bunch of money in the company bank account as an emergency backup to run InfoWars and Prison Planet, and we have no reserves, basically, of our own. She said they could devalue that. You're the one saying buy gold. And I said, well, I've bought our personal gold and silver, but I'm keeping this in reserves to basically, as we go into this depression, keep this operation going, at least for a while, if things totally collapse. But she's right. I wish I would have bought gold when it was $800, $1,000 for the backup nest egg for this operation. Because now I'm spending the cash we have saved regardless to start the TV show and the other news programs we're going to build around it. But even though I sit here and give people advice all day about get into gold, get into silver, I understand it sounds like a lot at $1,000 an ounce or $1,822 and rising. But again, it's not that gold is really that valuable. We're not in 1995 numbers. It's that gold is simply more now because the dollar is being devalued and the U.S. government, the private banks that have hijacked our government, have told the world they're going to devalue. That's why I played that clip two or three times last week where Alan Greenspan on Meet the Prostitutes, to use a Gerald Celente term, was up there with the Obama White House economic advisor. And he shook his head whenever Greenspan, the former head of the Fed, said, we're not going to default. We're just going to print money. And the host and the guest, the other guest, went and actually did a double take. You could tell they had an adrenaline rush of shock that this was being said openly. So they're now going to hide in plain view the fact that they are absolutely robbing every man, woman, and child in this country. It's one thing to know their policies are going to lead to rack and ruin. It's another thing to now be sliding in to it. And I liken it to the time my father and I were driving out of Fredericksburg visiting family back into Austin, and outside Stonewall, got hit by a tornado. Tornadoes in the summer, late summer, just formed out of nowhere. We didn't know it was a tornado until the state police got there. And we said, our truck just got thrown off the road. And they said, yeah, we know. Do you see the barn blown over right there? And the power's out in town and cars are dumped over? You were hit by a tornado. Look at the path of it right there. I was like, well, we didn't see it. Well, why didn't you pull over? Well, we didn't know. We didn't have news radio on. We didn't know a tornado formed. but as the car got blown off the road and spun down a 40, 50-foot ditch, it was like 5 minutes. It was only a few seconds, but it felt like 5 minutes. I remember saying, brace for impact. And then we shot through the barbed wire fence at the bottom, and luckily, as it spun, we hit the back of the Tahoe. Or I guess Suburban. It was a stretch Tahoe, almost a Suburban, into about three oak trees, and it smashed about a third of the truck in, broke our seats, and my dad got a concussion and started throwing up. I was unfazed, thank God. And you're saying, why are you telling the story again? That's what it feels like. 2008, we feel the truck start spinning. 2009, we're starting to brace ourselves. 2010, the truck starts going down the gully. Start of 2011, it goes through the barbed wire fence. And 2012, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit the oak trees. And it is not going to feel good. So I'm just here to tell you right now that this isn't a game, and everybody better get their stuff in line. You better get our business together. And that means all of us. I was talking to my wife last night, and I said, listen, we have got to get the hatches battened down. We got the water filters. We got the firearms. We've got the food. But I said, I want to get more storable food. And I said, we've got to talk to all of our families, even if some of them laugh at us, and we've got to tell them to get ready. Even if some of them don't listen, most of my family has listened. Most of my family's more awake than I am. Some of my family really helped wake me up to another level. And that's because they live in the real world. My mother's brother, well, out of high school and college, worked on oil rigs. And then I guess he volunteered to go to Vietnam and trained up in Dallas-Fort Worth there. Be a helicopter pilot, became a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Lived then after that in Central America, lived in Guatemala, and saw the real world. And I remember in high school saying, I love Rush Limbaugh. Man, he's great. And my uncle looked at me and he said, he's there to control the conservative movement in America. Do you know about the New World Order? And I said, yeah, I've read None Dare Call a Conspiracy. And he said, yes, and you know, helped expand my understanding to an even greater level. But I do have some family that you try to warn them, they don't want to hear it. They just want to think everything's fine. I went to a resort a couple days ago outside Austin because we were invited to a birthday party. One of my wife's good friends, one of my good friends, and their daughters are there, their young daughters. So my children went and played with them. And while I was at the resort outside Austin and people watching, I saw what you'd call upper middle class type people, and the men are all the same. They're all sports fanatics. They're all into how they look and having the, you know, coolest clothes, and their wives are all the same. And they're all, I'm sure, nice people. But I sat there in the restaurants watching them watch Sports Center and heard all the men only talk about sports because that's what they've been given as a male role model, is just being grown up little boys. No, men are supposed to be informed about the world. They're supposed to be politically and civically involved. Not because we're a bunch of busybodies, but because if you're not politically involved, you're going to be usurped. by corrupt interests. And that's now happened. And so we don't have a hope.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I got cut off by the break, wasn't watching the clock, and I didn't get to finish my statement. There is no hope. Go to break. I meant to finish the statement. There is no hope for this country and civilization if men just think that they're going to go to work every day, and then go play golf, and then come home to their children at 7 o'clock at night, and watch TV, and get up, and take their kids to school, and then turn them over to the government programming and indoctrination, and then go to the sports bar and then come home at 8 o'clock and maybe read their child a book and then go to sleep. I mean, parents on average aren't even spending time with their children. I watch people's children in restaurants. Almost all of them aren't even talking. Everyone is on their iPhones, their iPads, their Blackberries, their smartphones, including myself sometimes. So I will just leave my phone in the car. And if a national radio show calls me and I miss it, that's the way it is. I've got to sometimes stop working, even though my work is in direct challenge to the globalist and is solution-based. Imagine these other people. And sure, they're fighting for their, quote, great way of life and to make money. But at the end of the day, your money's not going to have any value, and you're not going to have any economy to work in if we don't get informed as a nation and as a planet to how things really work and stand up against this corrupt system. Now, I'm going to open the phones up after I cover some of the economic and world news. I'm going to open them up now for police and military, current police, former military. I know there's a million private contractors in this country. Do you really buy into the rebranding that's been going on behind the scenes for years, but now is being publicly rolled out because they're getting ready to actually stage the events? Are you buying into the rebranding that the number one terror threat is returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, in the fetters, anti-globalist, anti-UN people? Basically, anybody that's informed and involved and understands what's happened to this nation and this world and is trying to save the country. I mean, do you really buy that? And the good news is we've come so far as a society and as a nation. Here's the cover of the Austin American Statesman yesterday. And it was the cover of many papers across the country. Perry talk of treason draws ire. Comments about Fed chief criticized, but governor stands by his statement. Even if Rick Perry is completely plastic and phony, the fact that he's coming out and saying treacherous, almost treasonous, the fact that he's having to identify the real government, the government that stays in place as presidents and congressmen and women come and go, the fact that we've gotten to that point, that Michelle Bachmann's talking about abolishing the Fed, that Rick Perry's talking about it, that they're having to try to become Ron Paul just to be popular, tells you what we already know from our research, but what the mainstream media tries to buffalo the public with and keep from you, that an anti-New World Order, pro-America, pro-sovereignty, pro-free market awakening is the majority now of thinking political people. The majority is awake. And the final domino to fall is that the majority does not know it's a majority. Ladies and gentlemen, anywhere I go, anywhere I travel in the world now, I can't walk 100 feet down a hallway or down a street without people stopping and talking to me. They're just as intelligent, better looking, probably smarter than I am. Why aren't you leading a fight against the globalist? And it doesn't mean you're going to save the world by yourself either. But why aren't you seeing yourself? It's always, we're so glad you're there, Alex. We're so glad you're fighting. I sleep better at night knowing you're there. I'm here to wake people up and then spur you to be the leaders you are. Nothing is going to happen until you take action. And I look at these men with their young, beautiful wives and their healthy, happy children, and I talk to them. I watch them talk to each other. All they talk about is sports. All they talk about is entertainment. They are not men. They are not men. They are little boys who never grew up. The women behave like tarts who are not guardians of their family but are just little kids out to have a good time. Listen, America has gotten in trouble because most people don't see it as their role. They don't see it as their job. They don't see it as something that they do to be politically involved. You better get politically involved or become totally enslaved. When you're not involved, the vacuum is filled by criminals, control freaks, con men, and every form of tyranny you can imagine. I want to talk to military, police, and others. Let me come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Opening the phones up, I had a Max Kaiser joining us and then Dr. Bob Bowman, specifically asking police, military, private intelligence gathering folks, I mean, are you really going to buy that we've got to give up all of our rights because of an Al-Qaeda threat, that we have a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting domestically from terror? Okay, well, if you're going to buy that, now you're going to buy that the Tea Party are the terrorists. I told you there was going to be a rollout to rebrand terror threat to be Christian, conservative, rural, libertarian-type Americans. And now it's happening. And you can read the report at drudgereport.com, the latest propaganda being put out by Homeland Security, where all the terrorists are white and the good guys are the minorities. I mean, are you buying this? Or are you upset about it? Are you upset about all the White House memos that are public about how great a terror attack would be and how all these advisors to Obama are saying you need a terror attack, Mr. President? They think you're so stupid that in plain view, they put out all these memos and all these talking points about how great a terror attack would be and how they need to blame it on the Tea Party types. And now they're doing the public rollout. This horse is about to leave the barn. The train is about to leave the station. They've moved from quietly beta testing it behind the scenes to a full public rollout to terror America. Forget about the bankers raping you. Forget about the country being destroyed financially. Forget about the open borders. It's the domestic threat. It's those dirty Tea Partiers. 800-259-9231. Now, I want to get into some of the economic news, just a smattering of it, because we're going to get more in-depth with Max Keiser when he joins us. But obviously, stocks are bouncing between 380 points and 450 points down. It's down 383 points right now on the Dow. And it's plunging on news that there's dollar devaluation and global inflation. So CNN and others are going from denying there's any inflation to admitting it. Jobless claims are way up. Gasoline lifts consumer prices. CNBC increasing inflation. No kidding. Meanwhile, the University of Texas in the last year has bought over $1.5 billion of gold. Other major universities in the U.S. and around the world are dumping dollars and treasury notes and other major currencies and buying gold. They're also buying one other currency, the Swiss franc. The Swiss tried to devalue their currency this week. Guess what that caused? It to go up even more as governments, institutions, and private individuals flooded in. What country is the only nation on earth that is still 100% sovereign and has a sound monetary system and their economy is booming so fast that the average Swiss person is the most wealthy per capita in the world? Switzerland. They are sovereign. They are the model that our country was founded on with the militia. If you didn't know that, George Washington didn't invent it. It's Switzerland. Grenade launchers, machine guns, bunkers in every town. Basically, they're European rednecks is how they're described. I've got a lot of friends and family that have lived over in Switzerland. Great people, smart. They can skin a buck, run a trot line. They hate the New World Order. Most of their mainline politicians openly talk about the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order. They've got their head screwed on straight, so they're rolling around in money. They're rolling around in firearms. They're rolling around in private property. The police say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Because it's their country. They don't want to live in a country where the police are total thugs. They're guardians of their republic. Oh, we could have all that back, but see, we wanted globalism. We wanted the New World Order. We wanted NAFTA and GATT. It was going to be so good, Al Gore said. Now, following this trend, South Koreans are grabbing massive tonnage of gold. Every day I see other nations doing it. Here's one out of the Financial Times of London. Venezuela to nationalize gold industry. President Hugo Chavez. Saw a photo of him with no hair now. It looks like Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor. President Hugo Chavez said Wednesday that he will nationalize Venezuela's gold industry in a bid to stamp out illegal mining and boost international reserves. We don't want war with anyone, but we have to defend our country, said the former tank commander during an address to the army as he was presenting them with newly purchased Russian military equipment. Oh, boy. Here's another one. Chavez emptying Bank of England vaults as Venezuela brings back gold hoard. Every government out there, every Fortune 500 company, every major university that's got big reserves, like the University of Texas has got close to $100 billion they've squeezed out of the population. Gotta love it. State-funded, biggest landowner in the state that's private, always going up on tuition, always going up. And the University of Texas bought $500 million, another billion in gold in the last year. Chavez emptying Bank of England's vault as Venezuela brings back gold hoard. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez ordered the central bank to repatriate $11 billion of gold reserves held in developed nations, institutions such as the Bank of England, as the metal rises to record levels. Venezuela, which holds 211 tons or 365 tons of gold reserves, the U.S., European, Canada, and Swiss institutions will progressively return the bars to the central bank's vault. The U.N. just ordered all of its staff out of the U.N. embassy in Syria yesterday. The whole world sliding towards World War III. It's going to be regional wars all over the planet. That's what's been called for by the globalist, with the United States fighting Russian proxies all over. Not for America, but for the big banks. It's unbelievable. Move to curb Swiss francs rise backfires. Traders shrugged off new measures by Swiss authorities to stem demand for their currency, sending the Swiss franc sharply higher yesterday and today. The Swiss franc jumped 2% against both the euro and the dollar in a matter of minutes as traders ignored the Swiss National Bank's decision to almost double the amount of liquidity available to the money markets. So they tried to devalue their currency, and the world said, no, look, your population has access to grenade launchers. You've got machine guns everywhere. You've got private property. You're not under the globalist parasite control. The globalists themselves want to invest in Switzerland. They want somewhere not destroyed by them to run to. A small little island, a little Eden. Okay, I want to get to your phone calls. That's just some of the financial news. And again, when Kaiser joins us, we're going to get to Justin, Evan, James, John, Joe, you guys here in just a moment. But I want to tell you what's coming up with Kaiser. Do you realize that the government is still paying banks not to lend? This is from the Business Insider. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And actually linked to the Federal Reserve's own website and other news reports where they admit that they pay banks not to lend to you. You wonder why you've heard they've given them tens of trillions of bailout money, your tax money, to get the economy going 3 years ago. And then you can't get a car loan, even if you've got decent credit. You can't get loans. I know a lot of people who can't get loans. One of my crew makes decent living, a great video editor. He's gotten raises over the years. I said he was trying to get a car, a new used car. He wanted a Jeep so he could, go out in the hill country and stuff with a girlfriend. And he likes to camp and stuff. And it was like 6 months ago, he kept going to Bank of America, Goldman's, Sachs's buddy, J.P. Morgan, all those big banks, trying to get a loan. And he has good credit. And he's had a job here for 6 years. And they said, no, we're not giving you a loan. And I said, Rob, go to a credit union, man. That's a real bank owned by real people. That's they're in the business of lending. The mega banks are laying off all their retail employees, most of them. They run America. They don't want to loan you a business loan or a car loan. He walked right in, got a super low rate, walked right out, got the Jeep. He said, wow, how'd you know that? Well, because I understand what's going on. It's not look. The issue here is that they're here to hurt you. They want to destroy the economy. That's how they conquer it. So we'll be going over that. Also, we're going to look at the child poverty in the U.S. has increased 18% in the last 9 years. That's with government Cook numbers. Again, government's doing a great job. People say, oh, they're doing a horrible job. No, the government's not doing a bad job in the drug war either. They're making $500 billion a year bringing the drugs in and keeping them illegal to keep the price up. So 1 in 5 American children now living in poverty, according to a new report. Everything is going according to plan. That's how we've been able to predict everything that would happen, because the globalists are following a program. I mean, we can tell you what's going to happen because they all write white papers like you're idiots, and they think you won't read what they've written. By the way, there's a news article about chemicals being put in hair care products to reduce fertility. And I thought I would do some research and just pull up some of the older reports on this, because it's getting a lot of attention and people are saying, is it true or isn't it? Of course it's true. This deals with Israel, reportedly trying to ship hair care products that sterilize and poison people in Egypt, and folks are freaking out about it. Even Israeli news isn't denying it. But the point is, it's all the major governments are doing this. This is the global policy. Israel was paid the equivalent of what? $4 billion U.S. dollars in the 50s and early 60s to radiate 110,000 Jewish children, many of them to death. So, yes, if Israel's murdering their own children and brain damaging them, they're going to be doing it to the Arabs next door. But again, people say, oh, see, Israel's pure evil. No, the Israeli people aren't evil. Their government is. The Chinese people aren't evil. Their government is. The American people, on average, aren't evil. The government is. It's all of them. It's all of the modern governments that are run by the big mega banks are all doing this. In fact, I shouldn't even mention that without backing it up. L.A. Times, dirty money, BPA on dollar bills, reducing fertility. L.A. Times. EWG.org, synthetic estrogen, BPA, Coach cash register receipts, massively reducing fertility, increasing cancer. Environmental Working Group. Bisphenol overview, massive population reduction, synthetic hormone. BPA exposure linked to low sperm count. That's out of AP. Study, BPA may reduce sperm count, health.com. BPA lowers male fertility. Essence, Science News. Okay, now I've covered that, but oh, here it is, I'm sorry. This is out of Ynet News, big Israeli news. Mossad plotted to harm Egyptian fertility. Egypt's Al Haram Daily claims Israel accuses spying for Israel, devised to sell Egypt hair care products endangering reproductive abilities. And then it goes on from there. Of course, well, this is being done to everybody. This is being done to the Israelis. It's being done to everyone. You're all under attack. Okay? Only the eugenicist, and there's probably only 10,000 of them max, who really know what's going on. Rothkopf says there's 6,000 in the superclass in his book Superclass, former head of the Kissinger Group. And this is what it's all about. It doesn't matter if you're German, Jewish, Chinese, Mexican, Aboriginal. It doesn't matter. You're not getting the memo about this. We're all under attack by the eugenicists. The eugenicists. Forget all your Muslim, Christian clashes, Jew-Muslim clashes, Catholic-Protestant clashes. All of this is just a diversion, ladies and gentlemen. The real global religion is eugenics carried out by the elite against everyone but them. All right, enough said. I'm going to go to Justin, Evan, James, John, Joe, and others here in a moment. And we got Max Kaiser coming up about 45 minutes from now. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Obviously, give people another opportunity to get silver and gold. And silver and gold, Ted's here to give us the high today. He's been in silver and gold brokering for, what, 32 years. He's had Midas for 14, 15 years, the fifth largest gold silver dealer in the country. He actually has it on hand, unlike most brokers. Ted, I tell you, this is scary how they're devaluing the dollar. And the vice president over there in China on his knees today, publicly begging the Chi-Coms to continue to buy U.S. treasuries and prop up the dollar for now while they go ahead with the schizophrenic policy themselves of devaluing it. Where is gold right now, Ted?
Well, gold hit a high today of 1827.80, currently trading at 1820.20, up $30.20. Of course, like you said, the stock market is just tumbling right now. Silver hit a high of 41.02, 40.71 presently. I mean, the markets are just gyrating like crazy. Of course, the news from Bloomberg is that Wall Street tumbles on economy bank worries, which means that there could be possible bank runs, you know. I guess if the Fed continues to print money and so there's money to get out in the system, that won't happen. But the inflation fear is driving people to gold, and that isn't going to stop. Now we've broken through $1,820 an ounce. We're heading to $1,900 very fast. It is now, you know, late August, or at least mid to late August, and we haven't even seen September, October, November yet.
That's right. Usually October, November, December is the super bull market for gold going into February. But if you look at the 12-year graph, it's been bull for 11 and a half, 12 years. But But Ted, expanding on this, J.P. Morgan said they believe gold will hit 2,500 or more by end of December. So we're talking 3-4 months from now. They are at the top of the pyramid.
They are definitely at the top of the pyramid, Alex. I mean, they created the Federal Reserve Bank, and the Federal Reserve Bank is the bank that handles the printing press. You know, they're the ones that order.
And they've signaled they're going to kill it. Now, I know you got deals where you get a free book and a free video and free shipping with two silver dollars. Incredibly insane deal. You continue to just sell thousands of those a week. That's a great loss leader. But what about folks who just want a great deal on silver and regular gold coins? I know there's a big list of radio specials. Folks can call for those, 800-686-2237, 800-686-237. What are some of your best smoking specials right now, Ted?
Well, silver bags of dime, $3,029 delivered. U.S. Eagles, $1,949 presently. Franks, small pieces of gold, $396. There's just a lot of great deals right now that you should be getting into. But that $83 for two silver dollars, that video and the buck, that's just smoking hot because I haven't raised the prices yet. Silver's gone up.
It's white hot. It's not even red hot. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. Call straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
I'm going to take phone calls and intersperse key military news. Of course, you know, record number now of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan in a huge bombing today. They should not be in that war to guard the opium. They should be back home protecting our borders. We're going to be breaking that down. It's nothing more than an opium war. It's a fight with different militant groups like Muhammad Karzai's brother who just got killed a few months ago, over who's getting that smack and that $500 billion. $500 billion a year in opium comes out of there to the whole world. $500 billion total in narcotics shipped into the U.S., cocaine and heroin and other nasty things. And by keeping them illegal, it drives up the price, which is the reason they do it. But if you just joined us, I've asked for military, police, foreign military contractors to call in and give us your take. I mean, now it's public. They've rebranded. It's not the Muslim threat. It's now the evil Tea Party. They're terrorists. They're about to hit us. Now, how asinine is it the Tea Party is going to engage in terror? A. And B, how were they hyping it years ago? Behind the scenes, now they're rolling it out public. Clearly, this is all staged. And do you agree with me that they're getting ready to start staging false flags here in the country? 800-259-9231. Our report that went out yesterday afternoon is on the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. I'm very thankful for Drudge recognizing this as important news and getting it up. I rarely fire the Batman light into the night sky. But the few times I have asked Drudge to link to something, they have. So I want to thank the great crew over there at DrudgeReport.com, because it's admitted, I already knew this myself just from watching it, but the New York Times and others have had to admit the Drudge Report drives more traffic than Facebook and YouTube combined, more than Twitter. I mean, it is the only place in the world that can truly now punch something out and make it a top story. And it's just incredible. So if you scroll down at drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, you can see our report, Big Sis, Latest Terrorist, More White Americans. And remind me to get Watson on the line. I want to write an update article to that and add it as a link to the top of our latest article, because it's a great article Watson wrote, but it doesn't point out. It does, but it needs to state it. If there was any doubt, the other promo videos they put out to fearmonger were saying white people are the new terrorist. This new one, it just continues. This is a month after the last controversy. I mean, this is incredible. Imagine if you put out a bunch of government videos where only black people were terrorists or only Asians. I mean, this is a big deal. But it's now been confirmed that all over the country there are racial attacks against whites happening. It's now been confirmed by police, by videos, by the criminals themselves that, well, they think it's okay to attack a white person. And that's the same thing where a Klan person thinks it's okay to attack a black person. You know, I decry that when people attack folks from a bestial tribal gang level. But why is it okay when whites are attacked? Well, it's okay to say whites are terrorists. See, I'm sick of it, and I'm not putting up with it. And this is political correctness to the power of 10 billion. All right, let's go to, this is a short segment, but I'm going to come back to everybody. Justin in California. No, he hasn't been holding the longest. I'm sorry. James in Arizona, that will hold you over. Former military, listening to us on the internet. What's your take on all this?
Well, yeah, I've been listening to you for a while now since the election, because I saw the stock market, crash, and it just didn't make sense. So I started doing some research and listening to you. But I'm a former Marine, and, I woke up when I watched the Obama deception. And, I've got friends in the military, a lot of former military friends. And for the most part, we all know. And I wake up all my Marine friends. They don't buy the Navy SEALs going down. They don't buy any of it. And
stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Back in 1 minute. Folks, I didn't make a big deal about this last week. In fact, one segment I said I'm going to come back and talk about it, and I forgot because I got distracted and didn't. I have it directly from the father of a Navy SEAL who we've known for years that the SEALs don't buy it either.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.